everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 99. I'm Brian Peters, and this week it's all Instagram. I tried really hard to find big stories from other social networks over the last week, but none topped everything that Instagram has going on right now. Their team shared some never-before-seen updates behind how the algorithm actually works. Plus, they got some other big announcements in the pipeline that you will definitely want to know.
You know, an Instagram dedicated episode isn't always a bad thing. It's the fastest growing social network on the planet. And since this is a show dedicated to social media, it makes sense that we might show them some extra love once in a while.
That is a great point, Haley. Let's dive in.
Well, Brian, it is hard to believe that we are just one episode away from the big 100th episode.
Wow. Not sure if I feel old or excited or both, Haley. But get this, not only are we about to hit 100 episodes here on the show, but we just surpassed 1 million downloads to the podcast as well.
Wow. When we started this, I'm not sure I even imagined that we would see the day that we would have 1 million downloads. So a huge shout out to all of you, our listeners, for tuning in week after week to our show over the last year and a half.
Yes, we absolutely cannot thank you enough, everyone. Here's to you and to 1 million more.
A lot of people don't know this, but before Instagram implemented their new algorithm in 2016, users were missing 70% of all posts and 50% of their friends' posts in the feed. And despite an initial backlash about the algorithm change, Instagram now says that relevancy sorting has led to its 800 million plus users seeing 90% of their friends' posts and spending more time in the app.
That's actually a pretty cool stat. I remember the day that Instagram changed their algorithm. It was madness.
Yeah, it totally was.
Yeah, every tech publication was covering that. It's interesting, though, because up until this point, Instagram has never really explained exactly how the algorithm chooses what they want to show you until recently. So in early June, they assembled a group of reporters at their new San Francisco office to break down exactly how the Instagram feed ranking algorithm actually works.
That must have been a really exciting meeting. So here's what we know from that super secret San Francisco meeting. First, Instagram relies on machine learning based on your past behavior to create a unique feed for everyone. So even if you follow the exact same accounts as someone else, you'll get a personalized feed based on how you interact with those accounts, which is pretty cool when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say you and I both follow 10 of the same accounts, Haley. What Instagram will do is show posts from the accounts in a different order in the feed. They'll show stories in a different order, and they might even show us different content from the accounts based on what they know about the content within the post itself. It's pretty detailed and personalized when you really dig into it.
Super interesting. Instagram then went on to explain that there are three main factors to determine what you see in your Instagram feed. So those three are interest, recency, and relationships.
Yeah, so that first factor, interest, has to do with how much Instagram predicts you'll care about a post with higher ranking for what matters to you. It's determined by past behavior, like we mentioned before, on similar content and potentially machine vision analyzing the actual content of the post itself. In other words, if I've interacted with content that contains surfboards and waves, I'm likely to see more of that.
You probably do see a lot of that content, don't you?
I do. A lot of surfboards, lots of waves.
That's awesome. Well, so the second factor, recency, is pretty straightforward. It's determined by how recently the post was shared, with prioritization for timely posts over weeks-old posts that you might not be interested anymore. And you might have seen this in your feeds recently. Instagram does mix in older posts if you interact with that account a lot and that type of content. So it's not just all new content in your feed.
It's funny because I interact with sports accounts a lot, kind of like the surfboards and waves things we were just talking about. And it's tricky because they'll often post final scores from games, but I won't see them until, you know, 3 days later. So just keep in mind, for businesses, you have to be careful with this new Instagram algorithm with how much quote unquote timely content you post, because people may or may not see it until days or even a week or so later. Things like promoting an event or a sale or breaking news are great examples of that. that's where stories becomes an important channel for you.
Absolutely. And I can see Instagram implementing some sort of like expiration or breaking news option in the future to help brands with that if they do want to share that kind of content.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Number three, relationships is determined by how close you are to the person who shared it, with higher ranking for people you've interacted with a lot in the past on Instagram. Interactions can also be things like commenting on their posts or being tagged together in photos a lot.
Sweet. So you have interest, recency, and relationships as the primary ranking factors, but there are also some other factors that they take into consideration as well. One is frequency, meaning that how often you open Instagram, as it will try to show you the best posts since your last visit. Mm. And another is following. So if you follow a lot of people, Instagram will be picking from a wider breadth of authors, so you might see less of any specific person or account.
So in other words, the more people you follow, the greater variety of posts. They also mentioned that one more factor is usage. And I think this is interesting because it's based on how long you spend on Instagram. So they can determine if you're just seeing the best posts during short sessions or it's digging deeper into catalog if you spend more total time browsing.
Yeah. So if you're someone who tends to jump on Instagram and jump off quickly, you're much more likely to see different content than someone who spends a lot of time within the app. What was also cool about this meeting is that Instagram responded to many of the most common questions and conspiracy theories about how the feed actually works. Now, we can't confirm any of these, but this is what they said. First, Instagram is not, at this time at least, considering an option to reverse to the old reverse chronological feed, because it doesn't want to add more complexity for its users.
That makes sense. I can see why they would do that.
Yeah.
All right. Also, contrary to popular belief, Instagram does not hide posts in the feed. They say that you will see everything posted by everyone you follow if you keep scrolling. And the feed ranking does not favor photo or video format universally, but people's feeds are tuned based on what kind of content they engage with. So if you never stop to watch videos, you might see fewer of them.
See, and I think that's a good takeaway for marketers and businesses. I think what they're saying there is that video is a popular format because people like to watch it, not because they're showing more video in the feed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
A few other things. Instagram does not give extra feed preference to personal accounts or business accounts, so switching won't help your reach, but obviously you do get extra features with a business account. Mm. And last but not least, shadow banning is not a real thing. I repeat, shadow banning is not a real thing, thank goodness. Instagram says it does not hide people's content for posting too many hashtags or taking other actions.
Well, that is a relief, and it is a relief to get some clarity on this. I remember this was such a huge topic that was being covered pretty much on every social media blog for a while.
Yep, definitely.
And it's a good thing that it ended up leaning our way, because we've talked about how important hashtags can be for Instagram growth here on the show in the past. So we stick by that one. Remember that you can use up to 30 hashtags on Instagram posts and you will not be shadow banned, because it's not a thing.
Yep. Sticking by hashtags. I actually ran a experiment recently on the Buffer account. I went back and added some hashtags to our old accounts, and we got increased followers and increased comments and increased engagement on each of those posts. So just goes to show that hashtags do work. But, you know, overall, talking about all of this, I think it's really great that Instagram shared these insights. I think it'll help give businesses confidence moving forward when posting. However, quote us here on the Science of Social Media, I think there's something on the horizon worth talking about, and that's as more users and businesses join Instagram and start to post more often, which will definitely happen, the average post will get drowned out and receive fewer views.
Yeah. And so, I mean, inevitably, businesses could start to talk about how Instagram is, you know, quote unquote, forcing them to buy ads. But it's good to talk about this now, because it's a natural and inevitable consequence of increasingly popular algorithmic feeds. So as usual, a focus on quality content and building an engaged community is key.
Alrighty, a few more quick Instagram updates and changes that you'll definitely want to keep an eye on this year. The first one is that Instagram could soon allow users to post long-form video. In other words, they're looking to take on YouTube. That's not an actual thing. We're just guessing here. that's just our theory.
Yeah, I mean, if I could do like a low, long whistle, I would totally put that in right here. Like, taking on YouTube would be pretty crazy, but I mean, yeah. Long-form video, that's YouTube's territory. So supposedly, Instagram has been in discussion with content creators and publishers about the possibility of long-form video on the platform. So that means videos up to an hour could potentially be coming to the app, which is like, that's a movie.
It's a movie, right, exactly. And this one's pretty much in line with Instagram and Facebook's recent shift to video. I can see this being a fairly popular format for video as well, as long as the search functionality evolves along with it in Instagram. So similar to YouTube, and how that's really more of a search engine for videos more than anything else.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about when we're saying Instagram is taking on YouTube in a sense. There are not many platforms out there for long form content or for professional video creators and influencers. Right now, that space is dominated by YouTube and other niche platforms like Twitch.
Yes, Twitch. Twitch is, we should have a whole show dedicated to Twitch at one point.
That'd be fun.
Well, you know, Instagram does have the audience for it, so now they just have to figure out the logistics of making Instagram a place for users to tune in to long-form video content, so we shall see.
We shall indeed. And one more update on the Instagram front before you go today. Instagram will begin to expand shopping beyond the feed to, you guessed it, Instagram Stories. So they mentioned in their press release, and I quote, "Instagram isn't just a place of inspiration, it's also a place of action, and we know that inspiration can come from anywhere," end quote.
Oh, I love those posts from Instagram and Facebook. It's so good. Actually, it's funny because I was in Chicago recently and Facebook is running ads, I mean, everywhere, talking about how they use data in a very good way, and spam isn't welcome on Facebook. So, you know, they're making a push.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I like it.
And, you know, inspiration to buy things does seem to come out of nowhere. And just like in the feed, when you see a sticker with a shopping bag icon, all you have to do is tap on it within Instagram Stories to see more details about that product. You can then buy the product directly and also browse other items from that seller. So e-commerce businesses, heads up, this is coming to you soon.
Yes. Instagram shopping, I mean, it's only getting started. I was reading an article the other day and saw that Instagram mobile ad revenue is expected to hit nearly $7 billion in 2018. So that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot. And it's interesting too, because unlike Facebook, Instagram has two successful advertising platforms in one, the normal feed plus Stories.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people forget that Instagram Stories has already surpassed 300 million users with no signs of stopping. And I guess Facebook does have Stories as well, but I don't think it's on the level that Instagram Stories is. And get this, Instagram also released a recent survey in which Instagrammers said they often watch Stories to stay in the know with brands they're interested in, get a view of products that they might like, and find out about new products that are relevant to them.
Yeah, and we're still early on in this, which is an interesting play and opportunity for businesses to experiment and drive revenue on a new, uncrowded platform. We're going to be running a few experiments in the coming months, and we will report back on our Instagram Stories ad findings.
Thank you so much for joining us today in what was a super fun episode chatting about Instagram and all of the things they are working on. We'll be sure to keep you posted as we learn more, as I'm sure there will be dozens of new features and important updates to know.
As always, please reach out anytime using the hashtag BufferPodcast on Twitter. We love seeing your tweets, and you can always shoot us an email at hello@buffer.com. And you won't want to miss next week's episode. We are celebrating number 100, and we have a fun show in store for you, titled 1 Million Downloads, 100 Episodes, 2 Co-Hosts, and 1 Random Episode.
It's going to be random, for sure, but it's going to be synchronized randomness, if that makes sense.
It'll be fun.
But I can't wait for that one, Haley. We'll catch you next Monday.